Meet John Batzdorf, a professional prosthetist.
I make artificial limbs and orthopedic braces. I make them, I design them, I fit them, and I train the people how to use them.
John works at the Sierra Orthopedic Lab in Santa Rosa, part of a team of professionals there, he's quick to add. But he has also founded and leads a nonprofit organization called Prosthetica.
What it was developed for is to provide appropriate technology or appropriate assistance in areas where they really have no access or very little access to artificial limbs. Appropriate assistance means introducing and teaching a technology that can be maintained and afforded in whatever country we're working in.
Over the past 5 years, they've been working in the poor rural areas of Bolivia and Mexico. But following the devastating earthquake in January of last year, they moved quickly to add Haiti. Usually, Prosthetica will arrive in emergency zones and try to augment the existing facilities that are already there. But in Haiti, Batzdorf says, that wasn't an option.
All of them were destroyed in the earthquake, so we couldn't go in and just work in facilities that were already there. And there was so much destruction and so much rubble that it wasn't feasible to build a facility.
At least not there. Instead, Batzdorf explains, they assembled one here.
It's a workshop built out of two 20-foot shipping containers. It's air-conditioned, floors, ceilings, lights, electricity, water, an oven for heating the plastic, vacuum-forming equipment, and all of that was put together here. We tried it out. Once it was working, we put it on a ship out to Haiti and set down on a cement pad. And once we knew it was in place, then a group of us went out and we recruited Haitian trainees and started training local Haitian people how to work in the facility.
With donations of labor and equipment, that was accomplished at a cost of around $150,000. The new clinic was in place and open as of last September, and Batzdorf says it has already helped several hundred people.
These are all custom-made devices, so if somebody loses a limb, they come in, we evaluate them, measure them. We have to take a mold of the remaining part of their leg or arm, and then a prosthesis is designed, it's constructed, it's tried on, and the person is trained. So each thing is custom made like that. It's very time consuming. What takes a month to make here, we do in 2 to 3 days over there.
One other important aspect of this program, most of the work is done by Haitians.
We have Haitian trainees working and technicians, and then we also have volunteers going over there. So we're fitting people with artificial limbs, and we're also training Haitians so that hopefully in the near future this can be turned over and it will be for the Haitians and by the Haitians.
That's essential for the long term, Batzdorf says, because after any disaster, sooner or later, the foreigners go back home. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.